The Novel in the Victorian Age, Early Victorian Novelists. The Victorian period can be considered the golden age of the novel. After a period of experimentation, the novel had become the art form most capable of reflecting the increasing complexity of the modern world. It was also the main source of entertainment for the educated middle classes. Victorian novelists often published their work in installments, edited in parts at specified intervals, in literary magazines and periodicals. This form of publication created a certain type of expectation in readers. We awaited the following installment, anxious to find out what happened next in the story. As a result, the idea of linearity, a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end, became a very important feature. One of the most popular genres was the Bildungsroman, the novel of formation, which traced the life of the protagonist from infancy to early adulthood. Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre and Dickens's David Copperfield and Great Expectations are among the most famous examples. The main concern of these novels was the relationship of the individual to society, in particular the way the individual could find his or her place in society through compromise and a degree of conformism. Unlike 18th century writers, the novelists of the Victorian period were portraying a society in rapid transition. They felt a social and moral responsibility to portray society in a realistic way, denouncing its injustices and iniquities, but also expressing their faith in progress. Typically, the plots of Victorian novels revolved around questions of money, the making and losing of fortunes, but the main source of this wealth, the British Empire, is rarely mentioned. The narrator of the Victorian novel is typically omniscient, serving both as a moral guide and as an instrument for analyzing the psychology of the characters. In late Victorian novels, however, faith in progress and society begins to recede. Individuals are increasingly portrayed as alienated from the world they live in, and powerless to alter their destiny. The characters' interior world, their dreams, their illusions, their despair, becomes more important, while their external reality becomes increasingly alienating and mechanical.